So we don't know yet today whether we should treat all patients with nivolumab in this situation. There are for sure some patients who will need the doublet. There are questions that we should solve. What about if a patient starts with nivo or pembro in the first line, becomes refractory, when then adding in this situation ipilimumab to the nivo, whether that can reverse resistance. So there are many interesting questions that we could think of. And of course, in a randomized study, that would be very nice to have also some of these data of nivo or pembro versus the combination treatment, but we don't have yet the data. But the combination of nivo plus EP seems to be very interesting. It's also more toxic, that's clear. So we have to find out clearly which are the patients that need the combination because of slightly more toxicity. And we need to find out which are the patients that need only a classic checkpoint inhibitor, nivo or EP alone.
You're a patient who had that great response with the adrenal met taken out. Did she have any toxicity or complications?
No major toxicity, a little bit grade one diarrhea, but no important skin toxicity, no relevant lung toxicity, no other endocrine toxicity in this patient. When we started her, she was not working anymore. And then during the treatment with pembro, she started working again. And today, of course, she's NED, no evidence of disease. She's still working and in good shape and good condition, and so thankful. And this is not the only story. My colleagues or I could tell other stories of some of these patients where you see really these dramatic effects and these long-lasting effects. Dramatic effects not only on the tumor size, but also on the general condition of the patient, symptomatic improvement in general. You may see some toxicities, of course, with these checkpoint inhibitors. I've seen a couple of patients, colorectal cancer patients, developing diabetes, a couple of patients with thyroid abnormalities. You still see that. So you have to know that, of course. That's important. But in general, during the long-lasting treatment, in general, it works quite well for these patients.